store. I see where it is.
USA against Harbor Beach in District 83. It's now time to look at the Harbor Beach Pirates, who are at the same record of 14-5 entering tonight. Their best win would be a come-from-behind victory at Sandusky, 55-51. Their worst loss would be on this court against Marlette, 57-71. Harbor Beach is co-GTC East champs, tied with Marlette at 8-2 overall in divisional play. And the head coach for Harbor Beach is Ron Rubel, 23 years at the helm. Overall, Harbor Beach scores 54.8 points a game, making them the fourth most productive offense in the Greater Thumb Conference, behind Reese, USA, and Bad Axe, and one spot ahead of Marlette. On defense, the Pirates allow 45.1, which is fifth best in the GTC. So through 19 games, Harbor Beach has a marginal average of 9.7, third in the Greater Thumb Conference. At home, such as the case tonight, Harbor Beach went 7-1 on the season on this court and 43-4 since the 2012 season. The Pirate offense increases modestly to 55.3 when playing on the shores of Lake Huron, but their defense clamps down four more points down to 41. So at home, Harbor Beach wins on average by 14.3 points. In home non-divisional games, Harbor Beach went 3-0 against Vassar, Cass City, and Deckerville, and they won by an average of more than 16, 49 to 32.3. Now John Mooney wants to tell us about that roster of the Harbor Beach Pirates.
Clark, talk about bookend kind of games, okay? The last time these two teams faced each other was December 11th. That's beginning of the season, with, of course, USA's 53-45 victory in Sibuing. This is the second meeting. So to avenge that opening season loss, Coach Ron Rubel's Harbor Beach Pirates, they're going to look for a fast start. I think they're going to try to feed the post to keep the Patriots off balance and in foul trouble. Tonight I'd look for seniors Cody Seaman, Jason Gaffke, along with junior Brady Kirsch to lead the way. All are going to be needed for a big game tonight, and they cannot foul in order to be successful.
Well, the Pirates this year, they lost a lot to graduation and thus started out 2-2 and then 4-3. Beginning January 20th at Lakers, Harbor Beach would squeak out a victory, and they would not lose another game in seven tries with four wins on the road. There was little love lost in the Pirate Port over Valentine's Day, losing at home to Marlette by 14, and then at Reese in an implosion of a third quarter, they lost by 12 before bouncing back to win their last three games.
You know, the Pirates, I think they're also pretty remarkable about their shooting prowess. 38% inside the arc, 31% beyond the arc. But their Achilles heel seems to be a little bit of foul trouble or foul shooting trouble. 58% is what they've accumulated this year. Now, they have developed a really nice inside attack. And you've got people like Jason Gaffke, for example, and Ethan Guza on the inside that have really made their presence be known this year. And on the outside, you have a host of outside shooters that can cause trouble for defenses. And this being the home court for the Pirates, I think it adds a little bit more intrigue to the drama that we're about to see unfold.
The winner of this tonight's game, Harbor Beach and USA, goes on and advances to take on the Lakers in the second game on Wednesday. It's time for a short break, 3.5 minutes away from tipping off Harbor Beach against USA in District 83 on the WLEW Sports Network.
Thumb Area Farmers and Truckers, Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring is your closest authorized dealer for trailers and trailer parts from Mack. Founded by truckers for truckers, Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring has thousands of new and used parts in stock with emphasis on Kenworth, Caterpillar, and now Mack trailers. Open 6 days a week. Visit countrysidemi.com. Stacks Market in Owendale has all the necessities of life, including an ATM, lottery tickets, full selection of favorite beverages, fresh sandwiches, hot pizza, ice cream, gas, diesel, and propane fuels, and many convenience items. Open 7 days. Stacks Market, like a little truck stop without showers.
You can't predict what the future holds, but you can make the future more predictable. Just call your Farm Bureau insurance agent, Casey Yan of Harbor Beach. That one call that puts you on the road to a more secure retirement. Our IRA and annuities guarantee a lifetime retirement income, big tax advantages, and competitive interest rates. And you get the rock-solid protection of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company of Michigan, rated one of the 50 most outstanding life insurances in America. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hi, this is Casey Yan, your Farm Bureau Insurance agent in Harbor Beach. From life-changing events to everyday miracles, we're here to help you protect the people, places, and things that matter most. Please call us today in Harbor Beach at 479-3288.
When you think straight A's, think USA. That's the motto at Unionville Seaboeing Area Schools. Straight A's means more than a grade point average. USA Schools offers an environment that nurtures and enriches students' lives, opens their minds to character and leadership experiences, and produces value-driven adults and active community leaders. USA has a strong core with early interventions. It's our mission. It's our promise. A USA school education offers straight A's that lead to a lifetime of skills in academics, athletics, arts, and activities. The arts enrich lives and enhance creativity in careers and personal life and create a more well-rounded student. At USA Schools, we lay the foundation for an appreciation into the world of the arts. USA Schools wants to thank the parents, students, and staff for continuing to make USA Schools a wonderful place to give our students a great education. Become a future student at USA Schools. Find more information on USA Schools, go to the website think-usa.org or call 989-883-2360.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network, and we are 30 seconds away from tipping off. Let's take you through our starting lineups for tonight. First for USA, Aaron Sines, 6'1" senior, number 2 will be starting, and per usual, Hunter Bone, a 5'7" sophomore point guard, number 3, son of Steve Bone, assistant coach. Number 10, Gage Lopez, 5'11" senior, sharpshooter. Number 20, Brody Wesolowski, getting the start tonight at 6'2" senior. And Michael Kemp, a 6'2" junior, down in the low post. For the Harbor Beach Pirates, number 5, Brady Kirsch, a 6'3 junior at guard and small forward. Number 10, James Shelkey, a 5'10 sophomore at a wing guard. Ryan Seaman, sharpshooter, 5'10 sophomore, he's number 23. Jason Gaffney at center, a 6'5 senior. And at point forward, Cody Seaman, a 6'1 senior. It's now time for our crystal ball forecast, brought to you by Active Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine, just west of the light in downtown Bad Axe, and now a second location in Sandusky. John, you tied it up with a correct prediction for the Ubley game, 4-4. You get to go first
this
tonight.
This is nothing less than an amazing comeback, huh?
Something like that.
Well, I'll tell you something amazing. I took out that flip of the coin and everything, and it landed right on the edge for this game. So I got to go with a gut feeling. So here it is.
Okay.
Harbor Beach by 2.
Harbor Beach by 2. I'm going to take Harbor Beach by 3.
I was wondering which way you're going to go. Yeah, I wanted to give you one way or another.
Yeah, well, Las Vegas has Harbor Beach favored by 4.5 points, and that's mostly because of the home court advantage for Harbor Beach. If you take a look at their head-to-head differentials, Harbor Beach has a 3/10 of a point advantage. When they play at home, if you take the away averages of USA and the home averages of Harbor Beach by 12.5.
Actually, I should have had 2.5 and then see what you would have done.
That would have made it interesting. And we'll see if we have a good one. We're expecting a good game. Last time we were here, John, expecting a good game was Marlette, and that was a much different outcome.
Well, I got a feeling both teams are ready to go. A lot more. I know Harbor Beach is ready to go, much more than when they played Marlette.
Last we heard... No, here's the final. Marlette 56, Brown City 47, which had to go into overtime. Brown City was leading all of regulation. Marlette made a flurry of a comeback in the fourth quarter to come back and steal the victory from Brown City and now advance to play on Wednesday. Like we've been talking all night, Harbor Beach and USA facing off right now. The winner will take on Lakers on Wednesday at 7:30. Harbor Beach in their... Technically, they're the away team, even though they're sitting on their home bench and they'll be on the home scoreboard. So they're in their road black uniforms, USA in their home white uniforms. Jason Gaffney against Michael Kemp as your tip. And the tip is won by USA. Hunter Bone moving right to left across your radio. And we are underway. 7:55 left in the first. Aaron Sines on the right elbow against James Shelkey. Retreats back to Hunter Bone, looking to the sideline for a call. To the right wing is Brody Wesolowski, blue shoes and all, back up to Kemp High.